Jesus the Messiah appeared to his disciples and apostles for 40 days before ascending back into heaven in their presence. During that time, he ministered the Holy Spirit to them, as is recorded in the Gospel of John the Apostle. He also gave them commandment to go forth and teach all nations the gospel. Those who believed the gospel were to be baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, for salvation and the remission of sins. These commandments to his apostles are recorded in the last chapters of the Gospel of Mark and also in the Gospel of Matthew. Jesus also told his apostles before he ascended back into heaven to wait in Jerusalem. There they would receive power to work miracles to confirm the gospel to those who heard it. And in the Gospel of Luke, the 24th chapter, verses 46 to 51, Jesus speaking, "And he said unto them, Thus it is written, and thus it behooved Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of his sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And ye are witnesses of these things. And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endued with power from on high. And he led them out as far as to Bethany, and he lifted up his hands and blessed them. And it came to pass while he blessed them that he was parted from them and carried up into heaven." And in Acts, the second chapter, verse 38, "Then Peter said unto them, Repent, and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost." The Apostle Peter spoke these words on the day of Pentecost in Jerusalem. The apostles of Messiah had just received the power from on high that they had been told to wait for. One of the powers they received is this power to speak and be heard in tongues. This power allowed them to speak or be heard in any language that was spoken by men on this earth. There are literally thousands that have gathered at Jerusalem from all over the known world for the day of Pentecost. The Apostle Peter teaches them exactly what Jesus the Messiah had commanded him to teach before he ascended back into heaven. Reading further on to the end of this chapter reveals that 3,000 people believed, repented, and obeyed, being baptized in water by the disciples and apostles of Jesus. They were baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, for the remission of their sins, and were also baptized with the Holy Spirit as they were buried in the waters of baptism. The baptism of Jesus requires belief in him and his gospel, as well as repentance from sin prior to being baptized. There are not any infant or proxy baptisms being taught or done here. Neither is there any record in all the books of the New Testament of infant or proxy baptism ever being taught or performed. Infants cannot be taught the gospel of Jesus so that they might believe. Neither can infants repent of sin prior to being baptized. Infant and proxy baptism is a doctrine of devils and of men, and not a doctrine of Jesus the Messiah. And in the Gospel of Mark, the 16th chapter, verses 15 and 16, Jesus speaking again, "And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world, and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned." When Jesus Messiah sent forth his apostles to teach the gospel to all nations, he teaches them that belief in the gospel and being baptized saves. He also states here that those who do not believe the gospel and be baptized will not be saved, but will be damned. Baptism is a part of the process of being saved. Those that do not believe it is are calling Jesus a liar. belief that sins can be forgiven by repentance and believing in Jesus when accepting and receiving Him into the heart and thereby being saved is a lie. This doctrine is another doctrine of devils and men and not a doctrine of Jesus the Messiah. Baptism in water is where sins are forgiven and the Holy Spirit ministered to those that believe the gospel and repent. The deceivers that teach this are also calling Peter, the chosen apostle of the Messiah, Jesus, a liar. And in 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 18 to 21, Peter the apostle wrote, "For Christ has also suffered once for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened," which is an old English word which means made alive, "but being quickened, made alive by the Spirit, by which also he went and preached unto the spirits in prison, which sometime were disobedient when once the long-suffering of God waited in the days of Noah, while the ark was a-preparing, wherein few, that is, eight souls were saved by water. The like figure whereunto even baptism doth also now save us." And then he explains it's not like taking a bath or the putting away of the filth of the flesh, but the answer of a good conscience toward God by the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And in Colossians, the second chapter, verses 8 to 13, the Apostle Paul writes here, "Beware, lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily." And he tells those believers here, "Ye are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power, Jesus. In whom also ye are circumcised with a circumcision that's made without hands, in putting off the body of the sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ. How? Buried with him in baptism, wherein also ye are risen with him through the faith of the operation of God, who hath raised him from the dead. And you, being dead in your sins, and the uncircumcision of your flesh hath he quickened, or made alive, together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses." The Apostle Paul warns the disciples of Messiah here in this letter to beware of deceivers. He explains that deceivers will attempt to make them believe lies by use of vain traditions, philosophies, fundamental laws and rules made by men. They are vain because there is absolutely no benefit in obedience to or belief in them. He also explains what occurs in the waters of baptism, a circumcision not performed by the hands of men, but of God, a circumcising of the sins that have been done in the body or flesh, not of the flesh itself. The Apostle Paul reveals that it is by faith in this operation done by God that sin is cut away. In other words, a man or a woman must believe their sins are remitted or forgiven when they are buried in the waters of baptism for God to perform this operation. Paul the Apostle tells the story of his conversion to the gospel of Jesus and the commandment given to him by Ananias, a disciple of Messiah Jesus, in the Acts of the Apostles, the 22nd chapter, verses 12 to 16. "And one Ananias, a devout man according to the law, having a good report of all the Jews which dwelt there, came unto me, and stood and said unto me, Brother Paul, receive thy sight. And the same hour I looked upon him, and he said, The God of our fathers hath chosen thee, that thou shouldest know his will, and see that just one, and should hear the voice of his mouth. For thou shalt be his witness unto all men of what thou hast seen and heard. And now, why tarriest thou? Arise and be baptized, and wash away thy sins, calling on the name of the Lord. Paul the Apostle arose and was baptized to have his sins washed away. And in 1 John chapter 5, verses 6 through 8, John writes, "This is he that came by water and blood, even Jesus Christ, not by water only, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit that beareth witness, because the Spirit is truth. For there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. And these three are one. And there are three that bear witness in earth, the Spirit, the water, and the blood. And these three agree in one." John, the chosen apostle of Jesus, writes, "The Messiah came not by water only, but by water and blood." That there are three things that bear witness and agree in one here in the earth: the Spirit, the water, and the blood. It is by faith in the waters of baptism that sins are cleansed by the blood of Jesus. When Messiah was crucified on the cross, John, in his gospel book, recorded that not blood only flowed from the side of Jesus, but water and blood. The baptism of the Holy Spirit also occurs in the waters of baptism. As John reveals, there are three that agree in one here in the earth: the Spirit, the water, and the blood. And in the Gospel of John, chapter 3, verses 1 through 7, Jesus teaching a man named Nicodemus here. "There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And Nicodemus said unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee that ye must be born again." Jesus teaches Nicodemus here the baptism of the Holy Spirit is essential to salvation. A man or woman must be baptized by the Holy Spirit, being born again in the Spirit, to see and enter into the kingdom of God. Those that have obeyed the gospel and been baptized in water for the remission of sins have been baptized into the death of Jesus the Messiah and are now risen with him, having been quickened or made alive to live after the Spirit, that the body of sin might be destroyed. Jesus the Messiah also taught the Samaritan woman that God must be worshipped in spirit and in truth. It is only possible to worship God in spirit having been born again by the Holy Spirit of God. There is not any example of the Holy Spirit of God being given to anyone by the ritual recitations of man or woman. In all the New Testament, no one received the Holy Spirit by vainly repeating the name of Jesus until they were filled with the Holy Spirit. This doctrine is another doctrine of devils and men, and not a doctrine of Jesus the Messiah. As Peter the Apostle taught to the thousands on the day of Pentecost, they must repent and be baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit for the remission of sins to receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Jesus the Messiah ministers the Holy Spirit in the waters of baptism to those that have believed, repented, and obeyed. And in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 12 to 13, "For as the body is one and hath many members, and all the members of that one body being many are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have all been made to drink into one Spirit." The Apostle Paul clearly reveals it is by the baptism of the Holy Spirit that the obedient believer is made a member of the body of Jesus the Messiah, becoming one with Him, now dwelling in Jesus and He in them, a holy temple in the Lord, made a habitation of God through His Holy Spirit. Having come not to the mount that could be touched or burned with fire, but unto Mount Zion and the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and unto an innumerable company of angels. In Zion everyone appears before God, and though passing through the valley of weeping, they now make it a well. In part 4 of the Doctrines of Baptism, more of what Jesus the Messiah revealed will be provided. Please take the time to listen and examine His words.